You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Somebody has asked me what kind of God is so great and awesome. Why does he need the thanksgiving of these people? Just like me helping June here, and you know, he's been on poverty these days, he has no food, and I gave him some money. If I really didn't love, why do I need him to thank me? And we human beings, when we do something like that, we don't expect the other person to give it. Yes, how about God do that? Have you guys thought of this question? I would tell you, God really doesn't need us to thank him. That's right. What he said is right, that God do not. But God yet commands us and said, you ought to give thanks. It is not for him to look good. It is for our good. Because a person who does not know how to give thanks and pray, he cannot go deeper in the grace and the blessings of God. Because he realizes he's a very self-centered person. If you separate our relationship with God and you look at it from a different perspective, just look at it from a human perspective. When you love a particular child, if you love a particular person, all that person knows is to take and take. If that person never really says thank you, you usually worry for them. You don't want your kid to be such a selfish person. There are two parakeets, one named the Zizi, the other one's Wu. And one of them really knows how to say thank you. And so they would feed the one particular bird that would say thank you. And the other parent, he not only did not thank you, they said, you're ugly. They say, you're so stingy. Maybe out of curiosity, you feed him a little bit, but you won't feed him too much. Every time you feed him something, he says, NG. So you don't want to feed him anything. You don't want to be nice to that bird in front of everybody, and that bird actually scolds you. And a lot of times when people are hurt, they're not willing to be nice to other people. Because they come with a sincerity of heart to really take care of you, but you come with misunderstanding and hurt them. And then the person who is lending the helping hand will say, I don't want to help you anymore. This is very natural.
We need to
thank God for such a wonderful speaker. And to give thanks allows us to receive more grace. So God doesn't
need our thanksgiving. 当我们会感恩的时候,
we know how to give thanks.
也知道你跟神之间的关系,
and your relationship with God gets closer and closer.
你会在神面前更蒙爱,
and you are loved more and more.
哦,就是神喜欢看见人懂得他。
And God delights to see the man we know how to give thanks.
有人说Thanksgiving是等于 thanks, giving.
And a lot of people said the word thanksgiving equals thanks and giving.
一方面我们会谢谢会感谢,
on the one hand, we know how to thank.
一方面我们就不扣留这个恩典, 我们上神先感恩, 我们也把恩典跟别人分享。
At the same time, we do not keep God's blessings, we also give it to others.
这叫做thanksgiving.
This is called thanks and giving.
我们充满了感谢, 但是我们要在这里, 流露出我们的感恩。
For thanks, or at the same time, we're giving the blessings that God's given us.
大比弟兄讲, 他说, 一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐。
So Brother Darby says that a person who does not know how to give thanks can't be really, can't have true joy.
他说喜乐的大小绝对跟感恩的大小成正比。It
says the measure of joy is directly proportional to the measure of thanksgiving.
对，目前我们用大比弟兄的这个属灵公式来衡量一下自己。
We use Brother Darby's spiritual equation and we measure ourselves.
最近喜乐吗？
Are you happy recently? Are you joyful?
喜乐。
Yes.
喜乐大吗？
Is it big?
那你人生基本这一段算大的吗？
And this stage in your life, is your joy deep?
我就这么稍微衡量一下啊，如果你最近不喜乐，
if you find that recently you're lacking joy,
常常有的原因，我常常讲，一个是我们用别的东西替代了，是吧？
I often say that a lot of times because we substitute something else for God.
我们的愁苦一定加增嘛。
Our sorrow will definitely increase.
但是当每天都在这里说，当你不会感恩的时候，
but our brother Darby says that if you do not know how to give thanks,
你就不可能有喜乐。
There's no way for you to have true joy.
你喜乐的大小一定跟你感恩的大小成正比。
And the measure of your joy is directly proportional to the measure of your thanksgiving.
当我们会感恩，会感恩，会感恩，你就发现你里面真的是喜乐泉在涌流。
And so if you know how to give thanks, you begin to realize this fountain of joy is beginning to flow.
所以不见得说，他说如果喜乐泉，喜乐是一个方程，是一个。 一个spring在我们里面啊。他说如果喜乐泉已经在我们里面了，他说如果感恩就是把这个泉的盖子打开来的一个行动，一个 action。
And he says thanksgiving is simply the opening of the lid to this or the covering to this fountain.
就是让喜乐可以满溢，可以涌流的秘诀。
That joy can actually begin to bubble up and flow over. This is the secret.
所以神的祝福，神的喜乐，其实都在我们里面了。God's
blessings and God's joy in our lives, they're in us.
但常常被封住了。
A lot of times it's sealed.
有个盖子盖住了。
There's a lid, there's something covering.
你要怎么样让这个喜乐泉真的是真涌流到永生呢？
How do you allow this joy to overflow into eternity?
能够overflow满溢出来呢？
Overflows.
他说感恩就是打开这个盖子的一个 action， 一个行动。
When you start to give thanks, it's literally the action of opening the covering.
就是因为我们开始操练赞美，操练感恩，你就发现，哎，喜乐真的是从里面出来，不是从外面来的。
So we really begin to understand when we practice to give thanks, we realize joy doesn't come from the outside, it's unjoyly coming from the inside.
我们原来以为爸爸妈妈教给我买iPad，教给我买什么什么。
And we think that mom and dad buys us iPods or whatever that we desire, then I'll be happy. I'll have joy. Maybe we think that if our kids do really well in school, they get straight A's, I'll be very happy. And you begin to discover there are many things that causes you joy, it has nothing to do with
anything.
That is something that is so real, so solid, that overflows within us.
That's what we
need to learn to give thanks. Last year, I remember when I was speaking, I used a particular number.
1993年 USA Today 他们做了一个统计，然后报纸上登出来。
In 1993, USA Today has done a survey and presented on the news.
他们去访问美国一些非常有成就的。And
they went and interview all those people who are very successful in America.
特别在企业界很有成就的。Particularly
those who are successful in the business realm.
问他们说，你们个人觉得你成功的原因，是哪些？
And they asked them, can you identify some of the reasons to your success?
他们 99% 的人说是因为他们工作很殷勤，
无法 said that they work very hard.
然后有97% 的人认为说他自己有很好的判断力。
97% says that they have a very good decision-making process, a very good judgment.
然后83% 的人认为自己的 IQ 不错。
And 83% of them think that they have a very high IQ.
然后大概93% 的人认为是运气。
And 32% think it's just luck.
大家是不是已经发现，当人成功的时候，他会把绝大部分的因素归诸于自己的努力、聪明、才干等等。
You begin to discover that when people are doing well and successful, they attribute all those things to themselves, their qualities.
那很有兴趣，很有意思的是，我另外一次看到一个统计是，我今天一下找不到。那 NBA 这种明星球员，他们也访问过他们。
And I saw another survey that they actually interviewed these superstars in the NBA.
那他们表现很好的时候，他们就认为绝大部分的钱就是因为自己辛苦啊，训练啊，自己的技巧。
And when they are doing well, when they are winning, they feel that it is attributed to their skill sets and their ability to do well.
当问到说别人那个很有成就的人，你觉得他成功的因素是什么
？And when they ask the same players, what do you think are the reasons of other players' success?
那居然这个所谓的运气变成很主要的原因了。
And all of a sudden, we say, oh, they're just lucky.
那就是你会发现人看自己跟看别人有很不同的标准。
And you begin to realize when we look at ourselves, when we look at others, we're looking at each other with different standards.
我们把我们目前所拥有的一切，我们大部分都归咎于自己。
And everything that we possess, we attribute all these things to ourselves.
就不容易感恩。
So we are not, it's not easy that we give thanks.
那当我们看见别人成功的时候，我们就把它归咎于他的运气，然后我们就不容易。
And when we see other people doing well or successful, we think that they're just lucky, and we don't feel particularly good about that.
弟兄提醒我们要学会感恩。
So our brother reminds us that we need to learn how to give thanks.
你真会感恩，你就知道怎么样子在主的面前过一个喜乐的生活。
The more you know how to give thanks, the more you know how to live a life of joy.
就好像在你穿的蒙福之路画了一个三角形。
So I drew this triangular diagram for the pathway to being blessed.
里面印出来的英文讲义有一个箭头画出来了哈。
And there is an error in the outline you have in your hand.
那个神赐恩给人。
God blesses man.
人蒙了恩。
Man is blessed.
很多人就停在这儿了。
And a lot of time, it stops right there.
那有的人就往前跨一步，他知道这是恩典。
And some people would go another step and say, I know I've been blessed.
然后他就向神谢恩感恩。
They become thankful, and then they would give thanks to God.
然后当他向神感恩的时候
，And as they give thanks to God,
神就把更大的恩典再给他了。
God gives them greater blessings.
所以在这个三角形里面应该是有一个这样子的一个路，然后有个箭头啊。
And actually, the diagram you see actually should be a cycle. It's a continuous cycle.
我在 Word 里面居然找不到这样一个 cycle 啊！有时候我也没有时间去找，应该是一个 looping 的啊。
And I was looking for a particular shape. It's actually a complete cycle.
而且它应该是立体的，应该是像螺旋梯这样子上去的。
And it should actually be three-dimensional. It should be cyclic that goes up higher and higher.
我蒙恩，我感恩，我更蒙恩，我感恩，我更蒙恩，就一直上去的。
I receive blessings, I give thanks. I receive more blessings, I give more thanks. I receive greater blessings, give greater thanks.
这就恩上加恩的赐给我们。
Grace upon grace, God will bless us.
那第五次呢？这是我们在主的面前我们要学的啊。
This is something that we need to learn and put to practice.
一学会感恩，开始就打开来了。
When you learn to give thanks.That covering, that lid is taken off.
一学会感恩，喜乐出来了。
When you give thanks, joy begins to overflow.
一学会感恩，你就发现我更蒙恩了。
When you give thanks, you realize I am blessed even more.
而且我发现我一学会感恩，我就更蒙爱，神更爱我们，人也更爱我们。
And I discovered that when I give thanks, God loves me even more, and more people love me even more.
那最后我们看感恩生活的实行。
Last one, we look at the practice of how to give thanks.
哥罗西书第四章告诉我们，连感恩的事情我们都需要警醒。
Colossians chapter 4 tells us that even concerning the things that we are to be thankful for, we need to be vigilant.
因为我们一不警醒，你就发现你把恩典当作理所当然。
Because whenever we are slack, we take all of the things we receive as something that is very casual.
所以我在这里提，要随时，要及时，而且要很真实。
So we say that you need to do it whenever, right away, you need to be genuine.
就是每感恩就马上做就好。
So the act of giving thanks to him immediately.
一般上讲到为向人转过去，我就去谢谢他。 好的习惯，比你买一辆最好的车、高级的房子还要有价值。
I think the brothers are cultivating a good habit There's something far more precious than having a very nice car or a big house.
因为从这个好习惯被你建立开始的那一天，它就一辈子祝福你。
And from the day that you start establishing this good habit, it will bless you for the rest of your day.
它都一辈子给你给周围的人带来祝福。
It will bring about a blessing in your life and all those who are around you.
比如说，原来你是一个很喜欢 complain negative 的人。
Now let's say that you were a very negative person who complained a lot.
如果你在书里面改变这个。抱怨消极的习惯变成感恩学习积极
and you, your change and learn from the Lord that I need to be thankful and I should be more positive
你就发现你周围所有的人不仅仅不再被你的那种消极抱怨所骚扰所伤害
and you begin to discover that people around you are not hurt or they're not discouraged by your passivity
他们会被我们的积极感恩得到祝福得到喜乐的
but they're actually being blessed and they aren't actually enjoying joy because you are positive
所以感恩跟赞美是绝对值得我们培养的习惯
and so this habit of being thankful is something that we need to cultivate
今天背上的新闻 讲到说我们无论做什么事情或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣的名借着他感谢父神
so the scripture that we're going to memorize is that whatever you do in word or deedall in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
同样的经文在以弗所书五章二十节，他是说到凡事要奉主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。他是说 giving thanks always for all things to God.
Again, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20, give thanks always for all things to God.
应该在每一件事情上。
And again, in all things.
当然，我上次讲感恩的时候，特别跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
And I know last time when I spoke on this particular topic about Thanksgiving,
我们不见得能够对每一个遭遇都感谢。
We can't necessarily give thanks for everything we encounter.
但是我们可以在每一个遭遇的里面存着感谢的心跟态度。
But we can have a thankful attitude when we come across all things in life.
对，你不需要说为了你长到了哪一次，你说出我赞美你，我感谢你，我长到哪一次。
You don't need to say, God, I thank you when you have cancer. Say, God, thank you for giving me cancer.
你也没有办法说我的儿子今天去聚会的路上，他出了车祸死掉了，说我感谢你。
And you can't say, oh, as my son is going on his way to church, that he got an accident and he passed away, and I say, Lord, I thank you for this.
我们并不是要为的每一件事情感谢。
And we're saying we need to be thankful for every event that happens.
那很多的事情是我们没办法感谢的。
There are a lot of things in our lives that we can't give thanks for.
但是我们可以在每一件事情、每一个遭遇的里面，我们向着神存着感谢的态度。
But no matter what we go through, our heart attitude is a thankful attitude towards God.
就算我长了癌症，我仍然知道主爱我，主不会说我愿意伏在他的手下。
And even when I have cancer.I know God loves me and He will never be wrong and I subject myself under Him.
我的儿子就是因为途中出车祸死了，我没有办法为这件事情感谢神。
And my son on his way to church got an accident and passed away. I can't thank God for this specific event.
但是我如果在所有的遭遇里面，我仍然在神的面前，我存着信心，我知道神不会错。
But in all things by faith, I trust God. God, you will not wrong.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们用感谢的心说感谢的话，行感恩的事。
So this is what we're talking about, with a grateful heart, speakers of thanksgiving and act in thankful manner.
我最近就想到一个例子，就大家知道这个李师母几个礼拜前也讲过一些的访话，他讲到那个救火员。
And I thought about an example that Sister Nancy actually shared a few weeks ago.
他们在北卡发生火灾的时候，救火员去救火。
In North Carolina, a bunch of firemen went to put out this fire.
在救火队里面发现有一只狗啊，这个 Doberman 它已经怀孕了，然后被火困住，身上都还已经烧伤了。
And they discovered that in this fire there was a Doberman that was having puppies and she was actually burned.
所以这个救火员还是勇敢的冲进去把它给抱出来。
And so the firemen courageously rushed the building, grabbed the dog, and came out.
当他们准备救火完的时候，这些消防队员都exhausted坐在旁边休息。
And after the fire was put out, all the firemen were exhausted and stood back just to rest.
然后灰头土脸的坐在那里，累得不得了。
They were so tired.
那个记者说他突然看见那只狗往消防队员走过来。
And the reporter said that they saw the dog.Walking toward the fireman.
但那天以前他们根本不认识的。
And before this event, the dog never knew these men.
很好奇，他就把摄影机架好。
And so the cameraman actually just spoke to the camera.
他就看见这狗一直走到救火的那个救火员面前。
And they saw this dog walking all the way to the man who actually grabbed him and grabbed her.
就像有一些电影这样的图画。
And I'll let you see this picture.
难言感恩那样子的言他亲他都敢表达谢谢。
The dormer came and kissed him with the fireman's face.
他就是哎，你看神的永能和神性界的所造之物都在教育我们。
God's eternal nature, His power, He's displaying who He is through the things that He
said. 你可以看到那个救生员满身真的是灰头土脸。
And you see that the fireman is covered in dust.
你可以看见这个狗身上带着伤痕啊，被火烫伤。
You see that this dog actually carries burn wounds.
他出来，他并没有在那里舔自己的伤，在那里休息。
And the dog after came out did not just lick her own wounds.
哎，他肚子里面怀着那么多。
And even with the puppies that she's carrying,
她虽然不方便不舒服，可是她第一件事情想过来就是要来谢谢他。
Even though the dog felt inconvenient, the dog still walked toward this man and thanked him.
又怎么样？我们对自己的父母亲、对我们的配偶、对我们周围的人、对教会、带给我们的弟兄姊妹，啊，对有恩于我们有没有很直接的向他表达？
But just concerning the people around our lives, our parents, our spouse, our family members, brothers and sisters in church, do we thank them very directly for the things that they've done for us? Secondly, to look at all things through the eyes of God. As I said earlier, we can't.Thank God for everything that happened.
但是我却可以知道万事都在互相效力。
But I can know that all things work together.
要爱神人的益处。
For the good of those who love God.
对这个环境，我不能明白为什么临到。
This particular circumstance, I don't understand why it's coming.
但是我可以为着神的所事，为着神的所做，我赞美他，我敬拜他。
For who He is and what He is doing, I can thank Him.
这种凭着信心向神献上感谢和赞美，这是最荣耀神的事情。
And these acts are acts that.Glorify God the most. So we look at it from a different perspective, trusting that God, He would never err. If I don't understand today, I won't understand someday.
不是我学习，先不要看我自己失去的，我没有的，我学习主的恩典意义的时候。
Or I learn to not look at the things that I've lost, but look at the things that God has given me.
你就发现我们里面的喜乐就出来了。
And you begin to discover this fountain, this joy begins to rise.
信心就回来了。
Our faith returns.
啊，虽然撞个车很遗憾，好像买的新车被撞坏了。
Although yeah, I just bought this brand new car and I got an accident.
但是你去数主恩典的时候，你会发现其实留在我们身上的恩典更多。
You start.Counting God's blessings in the visible, and she said that the blessings far outweigh this event that's happened by her. A lot of people say that when you count, counting,
arithmetic.
When you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the count the Lord's blessing is one of the hardest things to do.
博士也算不出来。
And the professors cannot count.
诺贝尔奖也不见得算得出来。
Got the Nobel Prize probably can count.
一二三四五六七，每个小朋友都会算。
Every little child can count 1 to 7.
数数恩典要一一的数，很多人就数不出来。
And count your blessings, God's blessings for you one by one. We don't have to count anymore.
我们要学。
We need to learn.
这是属天的数学。
And this is a heavenly math.
学会了这个数学，你了不起的。
When you learn this math, you are awesome.
啊，这个数学真的是宝贝。
This is very precious.
好，最后讲一个小小的故事，我就结束了。
I'm going to close with a small story.
当我讲这个故事的时候，我们先翻到我们大卫诗歌第7首。
And we'll go to hymn number 7.
How great thou art.
How great thou art.
这是因为我们很喜欢的歌啊。
We all like this hymn quite a bit.
我每年感恩节我结束的时候，我不是用感谢神，就是数主恩典要一一的数。
And at the end of every Thanksgiving, that particular evening, we always count the Lord's blessing.
我今天结束我讲员，我用这首诗歌结束。
And I'm going to close with this particular song.
啊，这首诗歌是一个瑞典的牧师，在他25岁左右的时候，1880年而作的。
This is a pastor,
瑞典是不是瑞典？
A pastor in Sweden and.He wrote this particular song.
他25岁那一次，有人说他出去聚会，有人说他在外面休息的时候，反正就碰到暴风雨啊，雷声各种雨闪电啊，非常可怕的一次暴风雨。
And he was out a particular day, and all of a sudden it was caught in a storm, a lightning storm.
但是将近2个小时暴风雨里面，他看见那个天上的变化。
And for about 2 hours, he sees the transformation in the sky and everything that's happening.
然后暴风雨过了以后
，And when the storm has subsided.
And
all of a sudden, this calm, or the storm is gone, and the sky cleared up, and everything just went down. He was moved by how great and how awesome God is, so he wrote the song. In our walks of life, and perhaps we come across many storms. But from the outward circumstance, in this flesh body, seldom do we give thanks for the sake of the storm. But this particular pastor, he looked at the storm, he saw from a different perspective how great God is. And the storm did not cause him to grumble or complain about the outing that he was playing. But from the storm, he saw God. This wonderful creation, this universe, he saw how great God is. So he wrote this song. And this hymn was later translated into German. 1948, they went to a refugee camp of the people who came out from Russia. And these refugees were longing for the days that they would go home. Pastor Hen added this last verse, verse 4, that returning and the coming of the glorious King. And in 1955, Beverly Shea led this particular hymn at the Billy Graham Crusade.
Amazing Grace and Harry Johnson.
And in
the
1970s, this hymn was categorized as one of the two most popular hymns, the other one is Amazing Grace of all times. And again, the song started from a man seeing how great God is in the storm. And this last verse was also added when he saw the pain that people were going through, but there's hope. I want to ask everybody to please rise as we come to a close. Let's sing verse 1, verse 4 together. What kind of storm? No matter how difficult life may be right now. Let's learn as they have.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.